tell the entire country about a problem that I've been trying to tell them about for the past 20 years, where people related to the owners are being denied EI benefits right across Canada. And this was a very well-publicized example that everybody should take warning from. When you work for a relative, anybody who's your son or daughter, wife or husband, mother or father, brother or sister, anyone related by blood, marriage, or adoption, you are at risk of being denied EI benefits. And now, when we're reading this article even more detailed, you're also at risk of them coming back. Any payments that they've made, EI payments, they can take it back if they decide that there was some missing information.
So can you explain for me what the EI rules actually say, and maybe why people aren't aware of this?
Okay. Back in 1991, the rules changed. In 1991, it used to read that only your spouse was not eligible for EI benefits. But in 1991, they changed those rules, and they changed the word spouse to related people. They actually said people who are not dealing with each other at arm's length, which means if you're related to the controlling shareholder or you're part of a relation of any one of a group of people that are in control that are related, you are no longer eligible for employment insurance benefits until the government says otherwise. Now, that's the big difference. It used to be you pay your premiums and you're eligible for benefits. Now, you pay your premiums, but you're not eligible until the government says that you are. And there's a whole series of rules and an investigation that goes on when you work for a family member that if you're not related, they don't do that. The whole point of this law in the first place was to protect taxpayers from people who are in a position to take advantage of the system. It started off with just your spouse. They didn't think it was right that you could lay off your spouse. She would collect employment insurance, and when the claim went off, you could rehire her or him. That didn't make sense to them. They thought that absolutely 100% should not happen. But when that law changed, it made it the same for all related people, and they thought, well, you know what? This is hundreds of thousands of related family members who've been paying these premiums for tens, if not 20s of years, that now they're not eligible. Maybe some of them should be. And they made the whole area a big gray area. So now it says you're out until the government says that you're in. It's up to you to prove that you're eligible. And bottom line is, if you can't prove it, you can't claim it. And if they find that you didn't give the necessary information throughout that period where they did the investigation, and by the way, sometimes they don't ask the right questions, and if you don't provide all of the details, they say all of the circumstances of your employment, that, in their view, is a misrepresentation.
So how often do you hear of this happening to people across the country where they go to get their benefits and they're told, oh, no, that's your mother you're working for, so you can't collect?
Wendy, we have done over 15,000 of these cases for Canadians right across Canada. We've helped them save over $75 million because they were paying for something that they were not eligible to receive. We win over 90% of the time. So 90% of the time, in our experience, if all of the information is given, it is provable that you are not eligible for benefits. Now, in this case, I'm very, you know, good at what I do, and I try to make sure that all of the details get put onto the table so that the government can make the proper decision, which is, when you work for a related family member, you're doing things that quite regularly make you not like a regular employee. And when we're talking about fishermen who are working 24-hour shifts in the middle of the night, most people won't do that, if you understand what I'm saying. If things like you didn't take a paycheck for an extra week because they needed to fill the tank of gas, or you worked a 24-hour shift and you didn't get paid overtime, or all sorts of any one of any number of reasons that makes you not like a normal employee, not like any other person that you would normally hire, will cause you to be denied benefits. That's especially true, I believe, in that industry, and it's the same right across the country. But worse yet, Wendy, when things get rough, when things get tough, when the industry gets bad, who sticks it out and does all sorts of extra things for you that other people won't do? Your family. And that's what causes them not to be eligible for benefits. So even if times are good right now, when times get bad, that's when you become ineligible, even if you are eligible now. And that's why some people can collect it. But I'm telling you, there is a way out, and what you need to do is to get yourself ruled ineligible, assuming you haven't been collecting the benefits over the last few years, because they can come and ask for them back.
And I mean, in this case of these claimants in Northern Cape Breton, that's exactly what's happened. They have been claiming, and they've said this comes as a complete surprise to them. They had no idea that they, you know, the government is now saying, well, you shouldn't have been collecting them all along because you're related.
Yeah, and the rules aren't new, and those rules have been around since 1991, and it's a shame that this is all happening, and it's a big surprise now, but they can also get back the premiums that they've paid. So once they've clarified the situation, if they don't know how to do this, they can give our office a call. We'll be happy to, you know, give them a page of here's what you have to do to get your money back. You can get the premiums back, but, I mean, it's not going to be all of the benefits that they paid out, of course.
How did you yourself get involved in this type of work? Did something happen to you or someone that you know?
Yeah, I worked for my father at one point, and both my brothers also worked there, and my mother also worked there. So I was a byproduct of a family business, and I mean, I see the things that go on in family businesses that typically you don't have that kind of relationship with your regular employees. And so when this came up, and I saw that, by the way, at the time, this is around 1995, I saw that my mother was not paying employment insurance at the time, unemployment insurance, but my brothers were both deducting EI. And so I went to my father and I said, why are you doing that? And he said, I don't know. You have to talk to my accountant. And I went and spoke to his accountant and I asked him. And he said, because that's the way it's done. Now, this is in 1995 and the law changed in 1991. So even his accountant was unaware of it at the time. And I said, so show me this law. And of course, he said, I don't know where that law is. Go get the Employment Insurance Act. So I went and got a copy of the act and I saw that it had changed back in 1991. And it said that if you work for a related family member, you're not eligible. So I asked for a refund from both of my brothers and for myself at the time. And they said no. The government said, no, you can't have a refund. And I appealed it. I said, well, the law says that we're not eligible. I'm explaining to you all the reasons why we're not eligible. Why are you telling me that I still have to pay the premiums? And they said, because we think you're eligible at this time. Anyhow, I appealed that, and I ultimately overturned that decision, so they didn't make it easy, but I got them a refund of about $16,000, and they haven't had to pay for the past 20 years.
We've also heard, of course, that the Conservative government is, you know, is looking very closely at the EI system. Do you think this might be part of that?
Well, I don't think so, because I think this has been there since 1991. Now we're just applying it. So I believe this is 100% a bureaucratical thing.
Okay. Do you have any advice for the people in Bay St. Lawrence who are wondering, you know, what they're going to do?
Well, the number one thing is that, first of all, this is what my recommendation is to people who are running family businesses across the country. It is to get yourself extracted from the system. Get the proper documentation that says that you do not have to pay those premiums anymore, so that you can take those premiums and put them into your RRSP, put them into your bank account, put them somewhere where they will be available to you, because the EI system is not for you, not for related people who are related to family businesses. If you want to be eligible for EI, you go work for your neighbor. Get your neighbor's kid to come work for you. Then you'll be eligible. Don't work for your own family if you need to be eligible for EI. That's the bottom line.
All right. Mr. Earn, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.